all of us early. Okay. We have a... This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Zoning Board of Appeals. The volume's very high. Is that... Uh-oh, did I scare anybody? Okay. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Zoning Board of Appeals. We are having some administrative business, and then we will open a public hearing at 7 o'clock. Present at the beginning of the meeting, starting to my left, we have Tim Durkin, Bill McLaughlin, Mike Rossi. To my right in the rear row, Treff LaFlesh. In the front row, Michael Quinn and Barbara Carboni. My name is Brooke Lipsett. We are all members of the Newton Zoning Board of Appeals. Sitting to my right is a stellar group of staff. Starting at my immediate right, we have Jen Kyra, who is the Deputy Director of the Planning Department. Next to her, Michael Gleba, the Senior Planner. Next to him, we have Jonah Temple, Assistant City Solicitor. Next to Jonah is Jacqueline Zawada, also an assistant city solicitor. And the far end, last but definitely not least, is Barney Heath, the director of planning for the city. For this, those of you who have an agenda, the first thing on our agenda is elections. Once a year, we elect the leadership of this board. And is there anyone who would like to address the subject of elections and possibly make any nominations? Mr. Rossi. Aren't you nice? Thank you. Is there a second to that nomination? Mr. Quinn seconds. Are there any other nominations?
I think the chair
seeking nominations for vice chair. No, I think we should do it all one at a time. Okay. If there are no other nominations, I think we will have to close the nominations and we can vote for chair. All in favor of Brooke Lipsett for chair, please raise your hand. That seems to be unanimous. We'll accept nominations for vice chair. Mr. Rossi. Mr. Rossi is Bill McLaughlin, nominated for vice chair. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Quinn. Mr. Quinn, thank you. Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, I would suggest that nominations be closed without objection. All in favor of Mr. McLaughlin, please signify by raising your hand. Appears to be unanimous. Even Mr. McLaughlin agrees. Thank you very much. We need to elect a clerk. Is there a nomination for clerk? Mr. Rossi.
Is Ms. Enriquez?
Yes. Yep. Adriana Enriquez, is there a second? Mr. Quinn, thank you very much. I feel like I'm running an auction here. Any other nominations? All in favor, please say aye, or raise your hands. Okay, opposed, no, none. Okay, that takes care of that. Second, a briefing from the law department about items in litigation. Mr. Temple.
The ZBA currently has one matter in litigation, which is the Dudley Road properties for short-term rental usage. The city sought and was granted a preliminary injunction just prior to the end of the year that prohibits the property owners from renting their properties for any type of short-term rental for the duration of the lawsuit. However, the new short-term rental ordinance for the city of Newton went into effect January 2. So at this point, rather than enforce the injunction, the most likely course is that we will allow them to follow the new ordinance and register appropriately.
So do we have to do something to withdraw that injunction, or does it just sit there unenforced?
The injunction will sit there until the case is voluntarily dismissed by agreement of the parties, which I anticipate happening shortly.
Okay. So essentially, that is the only matter we have outstanding?
Yes.
So far? Okay. Sounds good. That sounds like a good beginning to the year. Are there any suggested changes to the rules and procedures of the board? Ms. Carboni, I can always count on you to make good suggestions.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. So not necessarily a rule change, but I would just once again ask my colleagues on the board to consider the practice of reviewing draft decisions going forward at a meeting of the board, which we have not done previously, but I think is a good practice. Thank you.
The subject of draft decisions at the board, I think it's a good idea, too. I wonder how it runs into the issue of our needing to make timely filings of our decisions. Mr. Temple, do you have a comment on that?
I believe our current practice is to have draft decisions for comprehensive permits, but not for variances and appeals, in part because it's too much staff work to draft two draft decisions, a denial of a variance and a grant of a variance, or same with an appeal.
Our practice to date has been that any sitting member on a variance or appeal request has had the right and the privilege to ask to review a decision before it is finalized, but that's been handled on an individual basis. Mm-hmm. And I know that Ms. Carboni has occasionally availed herself of that opportunity.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I guess I'll continue to do so. I understand it does add to the workload of the law department, but I would note that in my professional capacity, I do this all the time for boards for all sorts of decisions. So, again, I was just asking for my colleagues' consideration, and if there's no traction, I'll just continue to do that on my own.
Yes, please do.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chairman.
I really appreciate you doing it.
Thank you.
Okay, we have one other. Are there any other items that pertain to rules or process? Mr. LaFleche, I'm so glad you're here this evening. Mr. LaFleche has come for our organizing meeting. He has kindly done that, even though he is not sitting this evening. That organizing part of the evening is over. The only other thing that actually might be of interest to you, and you weren't sitting either, was the meeting notes of November 26th, but you weren't here. But you're welcome to stay and to participate as you like. We have a request from, I guess I'll read this item in our agenda. Number 9-18, Two Life Communities, Inc., formerly known as Jewish Community Housing for the Elderly 3, Inc., requesting to change the details of the comprehensive permit previously granted to the applicant on December 10th, 2018, for a project located 160 and 160 R Stanton Avenue. The applicant proposes to increase the site area from 184,106 square feet to 185,311 square feet, thereby decreasing the floor area ratio from 1.41 to 1.39, and to extend and or replace an existing 8-foot fence on the site. This item will be heard for the purpose of determining whether the proposed change to the comprehensive permit is substantial or insubstantial. Members of the board have received a letter dated January 6th, from Schlesinger and Bookbinder with their notice of the change and the request for determination of insubstantiality. Is someone here representing the applicant? Can we please have your name and address, sir?
Alan
Is the microphone on?
It's Adam Schechter of Schlesinger and Bookbinder, 1200 Walnut Street, Newton.
Okay.
Good evening, Madam Chairman, members of the board. With me tonight are Zoe Weinrobe and Rachel Melanger, both of Two Life. In December 2018, the board issued a comprehensive permit for Two Life to add 68 units to the Golda Meyer House located at 160 and 160R Stanton Avenue. Two Life now proposes to make two changes to the details of the project and seeks a determination by the board that the changes are insubstantial. The package we submitted included a land swap plan between Two Life and Braeburn Country Club, the previously approved site plan, the proposed site plan, and the proposed fence details. Braeburn Country Club also submitted a letter to the board in support of the two changes. The first change, the land swap, will increase the size of the project site by 1,205 square feet. What the swap does is take a portion of the land on the eastern side of the former water tower site that Two Life will be purchasing from the city of Newton and swap it for a portion on the southern side of the water tower site owned by Braeburn. The results will be a straight boundary line from Stanton Ave between the two properties, opposed to which is beneficial to both sides rather than having the water tower site protrude into the country club and the country club's land wrapping around the water tower parcel. The increase in the site will reduce the floor area ratio from 1.41 to 1.39. None of the other aspects of the project will be affected. The total number of parking spaces remain the same, but the layout of the parking will change due to the change in the boundaries. The second change is a proposal to extend the current 8-foot fence that goes along the front of the property in Stanton Ave and then along the current boundary between the 160 Stanton Ave and Braeburn and ends at the water tower site. This change would require an amendment to the comprehensive permit to grant relief from Chapter 5, Article 3 of the City Ordinances. Under that chapter, the fence between Braeburn and 160 Stanton Ave would be limited to 6 feet. We're proposing 8 feet. The two changes are beneficial to both Two Life and Braeburn and will not negatively impact any of the other neighbors. They're at the back of the project site and would hardly be visible from Stanton Ave. The changes also won't affect the use of the project site as the building will stay the same. There's no change to the units or layout, and the parking will remain the same. For the reasons stated, we request a determination from the board that the proposed changes are insubstantial.
Thank you very much. Members of the board who have not been through this exercise before will note that on page 2 of Mr. Schlesinger's letter, there is in the bottom half conveniently listed a list of factors that generally are considered substantial changes and those which are considered insubstantial changes. And the issue in front of us this evening is to determine whether or not the changes being proposed by the applicant are substantial or not. If we were to decide that they are substantial, this would require a new public hearing on the item. If we decide they are insubstantial, we file a letter saying they're not substantial and they get to go ahead. Is there any conversation, any discussion by members of the board? Mr. Quinn.
Madam Chair, the land that's been exchanged is quite small, so I believe this is insubstantial.
Okay. Is there any other comment?
Madam Chairman.
Ms. Carboni.
I just wondered if the law or planning departments wanted to offer any comments to the board.
Do we have any comments from either planning or law? Lots of negative head shaking. Other comments or questions from members of the board? I too see this as an insubstantial change. Is there a motion on this item? Mr. McLaughlin.
Thank you. I'd move to approve it as insubstantial or determine it's insubstantial.
Okay. Is there a second? Mr. Quinn. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those of you who note that Mr. Durkin is not raising his hand on this because Mr. Durkin is sitting here as an alternate this evening, the vote is 5-0. This item has been deemed insubstantial. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have one more item of administrative business, and that is the approval of the minutes from the meeting of November 26th. Are there any comments or changes on the text of that meeting? I see that Mr. McLaughlin, Ms. Carboni, Mr. Rossi, and Mr. Quinn were all present for that meeting. I presume you have read these notes carefully. Do you have Ms. Carboni?
No comments or edits, Madam Chairman.
Anyone else have any changes they wish to make? I'd accept a motion to approve the minutes as presented. Mr. Rossi, second. Mr. Quinn, those in favor, please vote aye. Mr. McLaughlin, Mr. Rossi, was that an aye? Mr. Quinn and Ms. Carboni, I am abstaining because I was not at the meeting and don't know what happened there. The board will now stand in recess until 7 o'clock when we will begin the public hearing. If there is anyone here who would like to speak at the public hearing, there is a sign-up sheet at the podium. Please print carefully your name and address, and we will call upon you in the appropriate moment.